unlike the sun, we cannot be covered up with darkness. It's the Cole and Joel Show. I'm Joel. I'm here to put the meaty in the middle-aged and mediocre, joined by always my friend Cole Cash.
Cole. We're the Cole, the Joel and Cole Express.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Baby.
So whose name should go first? I was going to give you top billing. Cole
Joel,
and Joel.
Joel and Cole. Cole and
I think
Joel.
Cole and Joel sounds better.
No, because it sounds like colon.
Colon
it
Joel.
Sounds like colon Joel.
Yeah. So, like, what if, like, I was the guy that just always talked about my colon?
Why aren't you that guy? Could you become that guy? Could you become Colon Joel?
I mean, it I sounds
like,
pretty good.
I think Joel and Cole sounds pretty good.
I think, yeah.
The Joel and Cole connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Express, though.
Express is good.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam,
we bam, are connected, bam. Though.
Yeah. Well, we docked that one time. So, yeah, I like that. Are we changing that? We can't change the name of the
no,
podcast.
No, we can't
again.
Change the name.
But we're unofficially known as the Joel and Cole Express for that one.
Maybe we'll make some stickers or t-shirts. We won't, but maybe.
Maybe. I'm all about making design stuff now.
Yeah.
But then it's actually doing anything with it. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Because that costs money.
I mean, this is hard enough here.
Yeah. These are the hard times, baby.
Getting here. Hey, speaking of Dusty Rhodes, WrestleMania. We
I heard it happened.
It did.
Yeah.
Two nights. Cody finished his story.
Yeah.
We also, before I forget, we talked about it on the Blank Show through First
out.
City Podcast, First City Records, Marietta, Ohio. Marietta with Aaron Whited. That's out now. You can probably go to our socials and catch that. It's YouTube. It's on all the streaming platforms.
It's we were in a legit studio.
Yeah.
Bat Lair Studios.
Uh huh.
And you can go to...
I wore green because I didn't know there'd be a green screen behind us.
You fool.
I know.
You fool. First City YouTube. It's at First City Podcast.
We're on our best behavior. I didn't mention hot dogs once.
We didn't mention pee hole.
Nope.
No hot dogs.
No.
We did discuss cheese backpacks.
Yeah, a little bit of cheese backpacks.
It was fun, though. We talked a lot about wrestling. Opened some packs.
Mostly all wrestling talk.
And WWF. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go check that out.
You talked about your wrestling show coming up Saturday.
April 27th,
6 o'clock at the Elks something or another.
Elks Club.
Club.
In Parkersburg on Green Street. Yeah.
With wrestling starting at 6 o'clock, wrestling and music after the wrestling.
Where me and Logan Taylor fight each other.
Yeah, I can't wait.
To the death.
I can't wait. I don't know if I'll be able to watch it. I'll have to, like, have my back turned and someone will have
put your hands over your eyes. I may die.
Yeah. Oh, we could die at any time.
Yeah.
A lot of death in today's episode.
I got a question for you about death.
Okay.
So, I guess first, does death scare you? I guess, are you afraid of dying?
Nah, dog.
Okay.
I'm afraid of the pain.
Like, if it was a painful death?
Yeah, like I don't want a long agony-filled...
That makes sense.
Agonizing, okay,
But, okay, so when did you stop being afraid of death? Like, were you afraid of death up to a point?
No, I don't think I've ever... Because I've been... I mean, I have a lot, like... My grandparents died when I was, like, 9, 10. You know, like, I've been to so many funerals, and, like, never once was I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die one day. It's just...
So
is what it is.
I, as a kid, used to, old insomnia brain here, used to just lay awake at night, just freaking myself out, knowing that my mom and dad would die.
Wow.
And it would.
Wait, you just changed it. My mom and dad?
I just unzipped
you. I'm just talking about me, dog.
I just unzipped you. No, just the fear of death, I guess. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, now I, yeah, I think.
I thought you meant for me personally.
You personally and just death. Yeah. Like, the experience of death. Like, those around you dying, you dying.
I mean, it'll be great to go to heaven.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, with wings and I get, like, a cool little hat.
A cool little glowing hat. Yeah. I quit being
afraid of
it.
According to This Is the End, the Backstreet Boys will be there.
I think that's probably the only true part of the Bible.
Yeah.
I think that was what the
Backstreet
This Is
Boys.
The End was based on, is the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a retelling.
They're back tonight.
Backstreet's back.
All right.
Yeah, there's some things happening in life right now that definitely has thrown morality at me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You just got to roll with the punches.
I think, like, through some past experiences and experiencing with things, I think I have it. I would recommend people, once you're old enough to process emotions and things, like to experience certain, let's call them, like Pat McAfee does, vitamins.
Yeah.
Like certain enhancement.
Sure.
Drugs, pills, things, substances.
Yeah.
That you get to kind of experience, like, the life we're living and the reality is not just it. Like, there's so much more.
It kind of gives you a different view on things.
It does. It definitely opened my eyes to, like, I was already kind of getting into that whole hippie, like, we're just all one with the universe, man.
Yeah.
But, like, then when you really do kind of experience something like that, you're like, shit, we really are just kind of all one with the universe. And, like, it's all,
does
to me, it's all
anyone ever really die?
It's all energy.
Has anyone ever really gone?
I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it before, like, where I've said, like, if I just go out this door, that's kind of the same thing as just me not existing anymore, as far as you know. So
That's how dogs, like, take it.
And they have the best lives.
Yeah.
So
they're good boys.
Yeah, they're all good boys and girls. I didn't know. I knew we've talked about death before, but I couldn't remember if it was a thing that, like, weighed on your mind.
No.
I'm
trying to get through life, man. Like, I can't. I don't know.
Do you ever think about it in terms of, like, something as stupid as, like, I've thought about it before where I'm just been like, oh, fuck, like, I don't want to die because then, like, what movies will I miss out on? Like,
yeah.
What like, music will I miss out on? Like, there's things like that where I'm like, I'm completely fine with dying and not being here anymore. But
what
then
if they, like, re-release a new, like, update to the original Star Wars? They found, like, 2 extra minutes of, you know, like, Steven Spielberg.
With Boba Fett.
Or not Steven Spielberg, but
Jar Jar Binks. What if there's, like, additional 2 minutes of
George
Jar Jar
Lucas
Binks?
Is like, I need another $50 million. Let's re-release this.
Yeah, I think that's when I kind of sometimes I'm like, I don't want to not be here because then I could miss something.
I think, I hate to be that guy, but having a kid changes you, too. So, like,
sure
that's probably about the only time I think about, like, what Lily will feel when I'm gone. And I'm like, what's she going to do with all these VHS tapes?
She better keep them in.
What a fucking, like, just.
I mean, in your will, you need to put that she is now the responsible party for these VHS tapes. She is not to sell them. She is to keep them collected.
By then, it'll be even more. It might be over 2,000.
I would have. I mean, you've collected over 1,400 in what, 2 years?
About 14 months, 15
not
months.
Not even a year and a half, really? So, yeah.
Averaging about 100 a
month.
Let's
say you've got another 35 years.
Oh, don't put that on me!
In 35 years, you could have every VHS.
Yeah.
That was ever made.
True that.
That's the goal. All
right.
So you're going to have another house that's just VHS. That's
just
your VHS house.
Okay.
So, which I think is a pretty cool
That's
goal.
Better than, like, the gingerbread house. It's a VHS
I think
house.
A house made of VHSs would be awesome.
Yeah.
So
Until it rained. Well, that's just like, I think we could. There's technology. I'll make them clear coated or something.
Yeah, just spray some, like, waterproofing things on them. That'll work.
I'll just, like, make the house out of, like, only Titanic VHS. They're out there.
They're out. There's a lot of
they're out stuff. There.
I don't have that. I don't think. I used to. Yeah, I think it's up in my attic. I think it's one of the old.
I used to have, like,
left.
5 or 6 just from all the lots I bought. Every one of them had a Titanic. I probably got rid of them all, but, like, I have my sealed copy and, like, 2 more that's, like, propping my TV up.
So you don't do the thing. I know, I've seen a lot of people do this before, and I do it with Robin Hood, the Disney Robin Hood.
Uh-huh.
I buy every copy I see.
Yeah.
So I have 3. I think I have 11 now.
Wow.
10 or 11? I'm looking at them now, but
no,
I think it's
I
10 or 11.
If I have one, except for the Scream, because they have the original Scream has
different
all the different
versions.
Covers. Yeah.
But there's no movie that you're like, I'm going to just get every copy of this.
Nah.
Okay. I've seen some people that have, like, massive collections of, like, Titanic.
Yeah, I've seen that guy on,
like, just,
like,
one
Instagram
movie.
And
they're
something.
Like, I own every copy of this.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's my
that.
Goal for Robin Hood.
I just need one.
Okay. I think, yeah, I have some doubles and stuff on an accident, but Robin Hood, I purposely.
Yeah.
Just if I see it, it's
the cartoon, not the Kevin Costner.
Yeah. It's just the Robin Hood the Fox. My favorite Disney movie. But yeah, so death, man.
But
that's a great way to open up a show.
Sure. Let's get everyone depressed.
This is Middle-Aged Mediocre, not the Joel and Cole Express.
Not yet.
We are that. But this is Middle-Aged Mediocre. Nothing really planned today.
No.
I think we're just gonna.
Well, I have 2 stories.
Okay.
And then something fun for this third story. I'm going to give you a name. You're going to Google it, and you're just going to read it and react.
Okay. Well, before we get into any of that, I do have a question for you.
Okay. Is it about my colon?
Not yet.
Okay.
I may have to follow up with you next week. So what is your go-to candy bar?
I don't eat a lot of candy bars. I guess, like, it used to be Butterfinger growing up.
Well, let's just say, I guess, candy, then. Like, what is your go-to candy?
I don't eat much candy. So I guess if I had a go-to candy, I mean, peanut butter M&Ms, I guess.
Okay.
Like, if I was to, like, buy one thing, it'd probably be peanut butter M&Ms.
Well, would you like to participate in, like, do you ever just, like, decide, you know what, I'm going to buy a exotic
something you never try. I've seen candy. Those in the store.
Something that you see all the time and you like check mark it in your head.
Yeah.
But then you're like, I'm going to go with the Old Faithful.
Yeah.
But mine is always either a Snickers or a Reese's Cup.
Yeah.
But I, on my way home today, bought a king size Zero bar.
You are king.
Now, I've always thought Zero bars had coconut.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They don't?
They don't. It is. Caramel.
Because here's my stance on coconut. Fuck it.
Yeah. My grandpa loves coconut.
No.
Put it on. I remember as a kid, he would always, like, around Christmas time, bake tons of, like, cookies and things. All of it had fucking coconut.
I hate coconut.
And I'm like, could we get one coconut less? Like,
he's a coconut nut.
But would you like to split the Zero bar with
me? I would not, but I will for our listeners.
Because I don't know if I've ever had a Zero bar.
Yeah. Whoa, it's white?
It's... So it is.
It looks like a dog turd from the 90s.
These are dog turds from the 90s, actually.
Isn't that weird? You don't see white dog turds anymore?
Oh, my God.
What is up with that?
What happened to the white? I think it's because everybody kind of picks up their dog poop now.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, too, I lived in South Carolina, so I don't know, like, when I saw, I remember seeing a bunch of white dog turds. Or is it the food? They make the food better and it's not as processed?
Maybe. But yeah, white dog turds are usually if the turds have laid out there for a while.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, the sun, like, takes the collar away.
All
right. But this is...
Anyone listening that knows about white dog turds...
Let us know. Give us a
heads up. Selection.
This has got caramel, peanut, and almond nougat covered with white fudge.
I love almonds. All right, I'm going to try a bite.
So this is an exotic candy bar.
Well, we can't both at the same time take a bite.
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, you got to talk, white shoe.
It smells delicious. I'll say that much. It smells pretty amazing.
Okay, it's really chewy. Not much crunch to it. I don't like it. I don't like food that I have to chew a lot. As a kid, like...
Why am I having to work so hard
for it? Yeah, like steaks and stuff. My mom would make steak. And I'm like, I don't want steak. Like ribs or something. You just get to chew it so much. Like, I'm still chewing.
Yeah.
This seems like the candy that, like, on Halloween after I ate everything else...
If...
I would be like, all right, I guess I'll try.
No,
I'm not eating any more of it.
Here, you can put it back in here. Yeah, I don't... I'm not... you know what? I stepped out of my comfort zone.
Never do it again.
This is what I get.
I'm going to throw it away. Give it to me, and I will throw it away right now.
Oh, throw them in the yard? Like, not the packaging, but the...
Okay.
And it'll look like white dog turds, and we'll bring them back.
I'm throwing this one out in the road.
Oh, there's lightning out there. We're bringing back white dog turds. Yeah, that was not great. If you're a fan of Zero bars, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, get a better life.
Better fucking life.
Today's episode brought to you by Zero bars. Like, because there's zero chance
I'll ever eat one of those again. Wow, that's why I do not.
We've had some really bad stuff on this show, and that might be, like, it's just, I can't say it tastes bad. It's kind of bland.
Other than, like, the white fudge. Taste.
Yeah, the white chocolate of it is not too bad. No, just too much chewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a fan. That was almost like a taffy.
If I want you that much, I'll eat a Snickers.
I eat a lot of I like a lot of taffy. did you watch the new Dave Attell special, by the way?
I still haven't. You told me about it.
The end is really good. The rest of it, Dave Attell, I think, is probably better experienced live.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything will ever top his first Comedy Central special.
I heard he made it like 37 minutes because that's how many years he's been doing comedy. Because he's been on a lot of podcasts.
He's been doing the rounds out there.
Yeah.
He hasn't done ours yet.
No,
which is weird.
No.
I sent the invite.
Car went by and I was looking to see if I'd run it over. It didn't.
Oh, that white dog turd is so doomed. All right. So we did a little test there. I apologize.
It's all right.
For making you do that.
It's all right. You sprung it on me.
I did. I didn't know if there was any other way to do it without you.
If you had told me that when I was coming over, I was going to eat a zero bar,
you would have canceled.
I would have canceled.
You'd be like, oh, I forgot. I have to poop.
I have to do so. I couldn't even come up with anything.
And
I
would just be
like, I can't.
And I'd be like, how is that any different than every other time you come over here? All right, so we did that. That was a bad idea. So, you know, you've got some stuff planned.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
I have, like I said, I have two stories. And then one that, no thanks. Kai's offering me something else, and I said no thanks. That's why I said no thanks just now when I said no thanks.
You don't have to explain yourself. All right. You don't have to tell these people.
You don't deserve it. But, yeah, so we're going to – I have a couple stories, and I'm going to have you Google something to get your reaction to it.
Okay.
Before the solar eclipse, did you see that?
Not really. I was in my office, and I kind of looked outside my window and went, yep, getting a little dark, and then I went back to work.
Yeah. Man, I had the glasses. I was at work. Yeah, we were checking it out. I mean, it was cool, but then, of course, I was going to ask you, did you look at it without the special glasses?
No.
And I did, because I wanted to be like, what's it look like without? And it fucked me up, man.
You wanted to be like,
and here's the thing, you're never supposed to look at the sun.
Never, not
once. I love how people are like, well, I can't look at the solar eclipse. We got a special glass. People were calling work because I work at a glasses place. We had so many calls leading up to that. People just pissed off we didn't have them. And then I saw on Facebook Marketplace, someone was trying to sell a pair for $100. Another person was trying to sell two pair for $30. You know, and I got lucky with mine. I found them when I went to go visit my dad. I got them for Lily, my daughter. And, you know, I did. I looked. It was neat looking. I mean, it's. I would have liked to have been somewhere where it got really dark, because it just kind of got, like, it looked like it was just really cloudy.
Yeah, I don't think we ever, it was never in our, we weren't in the path.
Yeah.
Remember, did it happen, like, is it every 7 years?
I don't fucking know. I think that's, I don't know.
It happened the last time when I was working at the screen printing shop.
Yeah.
And I remember we went outside during it, and it got, like, completely dark. But, like, why did, I noticed this year, like, I mean, I'm asking a rhetorical question here, because I know the answer. People are idiots. But, like, why was everyone freaking out so much this year?
Because people just, it's so much easier to freak out on stuff now because it's everywhere. I mean, I heard like there are some towns where it did get like completely dark, like they had to shut down their roads because too many people were coming in. They're like, they want to go to this certain place, drive 7 hours to go somewhere where they can't see the total darkness in the middle of the day.
I just go into a room, turn the lights out, and then turn the lights back on. Boom, eclipse. You did it.
Yeah. It was cool. It was a cloudy day, and there were some times where the clouds would be in front of the sun, and you could look at it with the naked eye.
That's when I went outside, actually, is during one of those times. And I was like, oh, that looks neat. And then I just went back inside and went back to work.
I mean, if I wasn't at work, like, if I was home, I probably wouldn't have gone out but one time. But I was at work, so, you know, really bored.
I didn't understand. I
stepped out the back door and looked up.
Because, like, it'd be one thing if this only happened every 1,000 years.
Yeah, like a Halley's Comet. Comet's like every 70 years or some shit.
But like this happens every few years, and people were freaking the fuck out on this one. And I was like, why? What is...
People be
But I think it's
out.
Because like of all the bad weather lately, and like everybody was like, there's flooding, there's Biden's in office. Like, I'm sure this is the apocalypse.
And one of my stories is actually about the eclipse.
Okay.
It was an astrology influencer...
That's not a real thing. Like, was that like the original social media influencer?
But I think
more
it was.
Of
well,
astrology?
This is an astrology influencer.
Okay.
She was disturbed by the eclipse and killed her partner, her infant child, and herself.
Oh, so this is recent?
Yeah, this happened on this eclipse.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is Danielle Johnson stabbed her partner and then pushed her two children from a moving car. And then after that, she drove her car into a tree and killed herself. She was 34, and she had posted about the eclipse, calling it a spiritual warfare. So you talk about people freaking the fuck out. This is like peak freaking out. She pushed her children in the L.A. freeway traffic around 4:30 a.m. local time out of her Porsche SUV. 90 minutes later, she drove her car at 100 miles an hour into a tree on Redondo Beach, killing herself. Her 9-year-old daughter survived the fall, but her 8-month-old child died. Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's a really sad story, but it's just crazy how, like you said, people can get so worked up because the fucking moon goes in front of the sun for a second.
Yeah, she posted on X on Thursday, like you said, it is the epitome of spiritual warfare, and she told people that they need to pick a side.
Yeah.
Like, pick a side of the eclipse.
Like, do you want moon or sun?
And she said less than 3 days later, she stabbed her partner to death in the kitchen.
At 3:40 a.m., they became involved in an altercation, which quickly escalated into the stabbing, and her partner was found dead at their house, the scene. And, days before the eclipse, Johnson posted on X under the name Ayoka, A-Y-O-K-A. Yeah,
Ayoka. Her at is Mystic X Lipstick.
Get your protection on and your heart in the right place.
Oh, I have a different one by her that she's
all
caps.
Yeah. The world is very obviously changing right now, and if you ever need to pick a side, the time to do it, to do right in your life is now. Stay strong. You got this.
Throw your 8-month baby out of a fucking car. Wake up. Wake up. The apocalypse is here. Everyone who has ears, listen. Your time to choose what you believe is now. If you believe a new world is possible for the people right now.
And I
there
feel like that's kind of cold
choice.
To just people with ears. There's probably people out there with ears that also need to know about this.
That need
this.
To know about this shit.
Yeah.
She was active online as an R&B recording artist, as well as an astrologer offering self-help and healing sessions for a fee.
Imagine you were getting self-help from this lady. And you're like, man, I haven't heard from him for a couple
like,
days.
I am
you
way more fucked up
happened.
Than I thought.
Yeah, Jesus.
Under the Ayoka moniker, her actual name is... Something Johnson. Danielle Johnson.
Yeah, Danielle Johnson.
Says under the Ayoka moniker, Johnson issued a torrent of anti-Semitic screeds, conspiracy theories, and alarmist warnings on Thursday and Friday.
These you don't say.
These included a repost of a debunked apocryphal speech attributed to Ben Franklin about how Jewish people depreciated societies wherever they settled. A video about Jewish people.
Ben Franklin said that?
God damn it.
After he made electricity? Is that
video
the guy who made electricity?
About Jewish people promoting pedophilia in the entertainment industry and unproven theories about the origin of COVID-19.
I'm starting to think the internet might not be a healthy place.
I just don't know if it is. I think, like, a couple years ago, it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I think now. There's
too much.
Problems.
And people like this who just get their whole, like, their whole ideology. From, like, you know, like, just the most random websites and news stories. And
it says she was 29. Somebody's talking about her. One of her friends, I think, says she had a brilliant gift for calling out the nonsense of any sun sign in need of real truths. Those are words.
Those are all words.
Johnson started pursuing astrology and Reiki.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with astrology.
No,
I'm interested in that shit too. I mean, you know, I'll read about it sometimes, but I mean, this is just taking it.
She didn't charge a lot. She offered weekly aura cleanses for $2.99 for members of her site, as well as a healing series that was $150 per month for 5 months.
She had a Porsche SUV, so she made money somewhere living in LA.
She also offered a $6.99 per month home purifying cleanse that stripped people's residences of stagnant energy, citing better sleep and an increased vibration as some of the benefits. Activating the service was simple. Purchase the cleanse, get a piece of paper, and title it Home Purifying Cleanse and write your address on it. Then tuck it away in a safe place. She charged $7 for that?
Wow. There's
hey,
a
guys,
lot of dumb people out
we
there.
We will... tell you what to write on a piece of paper for $4.99.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's go lower.
So go to our...
And if we can get 100 people to do that, that's like $50 a month.
That's not bad.
No.
That's pretty good.
It.
That's $500 a month at $5.
Show off.
So you can go to podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/middleagedmediocre.
Easy!
And you can sign up to be one of our supporters.
You know they always say like three easy steps?
Yeah.
That's one easy
that's
step.
That's one easy step. You just gotta remember where to go.
Yeah, just type all that in.
But then you can be a supporter of ours, so that'd be cool of you. And we'll tell you what to write on papers. Yeah. We'll tell you every day.
Won't throw any kids out of a car.
Don't do that.
No. That sucks for that 9-year-old, man.
Yeah, fuck. So,
because of the sun.
That is crazy that you would be that like bought into something.
Yeah.
That you think
people are just
killing your whole family,
looking for an identity, and some people find something and they just all in.
That's all crazy. In.
That's the kind of light stuff you'll hear about on Middle-Aged and Mediocre. All right, our next story is this is Leightonboro, Pennsylvania. It's about 75 miles northwest of Philly. This story is about Zach Russell Moyer, 30. He's accused of killing his neighbor while wearing a scream mask.
I heard about this.
So Moyer claims he was just trying to scare his neighbor, Edward Whitehair Jr., 59. The police were called to the home of Mr. Whitehair March 25th at 3:30 p.m. And when they got there, they found Whitehair badly wounded. Apparently, he was attacked with a battery-powered chainsaw. So that's the first thing. If you're wearing a scream mask, don't be attacking me with a power with a chainsaw. I don't care what kind of chainsaw it is.
Yeah, get your fucking characters right.
Yeah, kill someone else first. Wear their face as a mask.
Then
and then come chainsaw. At me with a chainsaw.
Yeah. But when you kill that first person, yeah. You better use a butcher knife if you're going to be screaming.
Or a knife. Or just or any sort of knife.
Any knife. Yeah. Right? Or a shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, then the new ones. Yeah. If you're. Yeah, I didn't like that.
No, I didn't either.
But at least at the end, he was stabbed in the head with a knife. After the chainsaw.
After
attack.
The chainsaw? Well, yeah. I'm glad that he made sure.
He's like, oh, I'm so stupid. But unfortunately, authorities, they did rush Whitehair to the hospital. He was alive when they got there, but he died soon after, unfortunately. And police were able to obtain video, which I guess would probably be like they probably, you know, search like the neighbors, Ring cameras and stuff like that. And they led them to Moyer, who was home watching a movie. So this is all the same day. Like,
Jesus.
He's like, well, now I got that out of the way. I can finally, what movie do you think it was? If you just killed somebody and you get to watch one movie before the police come and get you, what are you going to watch?
Ooh.
I wonder if it was Scream.
I mean, I would think if you wore a scream mask to kill somebody, you are like, you have to watch Scream. What would I watch? Probably Mallrats?
Yeah. He was watching Babe, Pig in the City.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I don't know if that's true.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you know what? I need something a little lighthearted now. Moyer reportedly believed Whitehair had murdered multiple people, and he went there to try to get him to confess to his crimes.
Oh, okay.
So he was going to scare him into confessing the crimes.
So about being murdered, like with a chainsaw or something, there was a guy back in like 2004. 2004, November 2004, Joan and Peter Porco.
Okay.
Were brutally assaulted by their 21-year-old son, Chris Porco, but...
What an unfortunate name.
Yeah.
Porco?
P-O-R-C-O. Peter Porco, which is...
Peter Porco!
Very close to Peter Parker. And Peter Porco...
Peter Porker? I bet they called him Porker in school.
Spider Pig.
Oh, yeah.
Character. But so...
Spider Pig? Spider Pig.
Peter Porco woke up... he woke up bleeding... But he didn't realize his injuries, really. He wakes up bleeding. He just starts doing his daily routine. And then he goes outside to pick up the newspaper, and that's when he dies. But he had been, like, axed to the head multiple times, was just pouring blood. Wakes up and is just like, that's weird. Bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
Goes about his day, goes outside to pick up the newspaper, dies. Joan, she lived. She kept trying to say that Chris didn't do it, and that it had to have been somebody like broke in and did it. But then Chris ended up going to prison for it. But yeah, so that's crazy though. You could wake up after being like, I don't know how you sleep through it.
Probably the first hit probably made him unconscious. He was he probably went from sleeping to unconscious.
Yeah,
and then when he came to, like he didn't, you know.
Yeah.
And for the record, death by chainsaw is in my top three not ways I want to die, speaking of death. It's fire, drowning, and chainsaw.
Okay. Yeah, fire and drowning are definitely number one and number two for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Chainsaw wouldn't be fun.
I mean, I freeze to death. That doesn't sound too, because you feel like you get warm at the end, and you.
I don't want to fall from a great height and die. That just seems like it would suck. Because the whole way down, you're.
But I've had that dream so many times where you're falling, you wake up all of a sudden. So I think it would just be like that.
It would maybe be like.
Maybe like you could get to enjoy that little tickle in your belly.
Yeah, but if you're very conscious that you're falling, and then you're just like watching the ground, and you're just like, can't do anything.
I've lived through that. When I was at Mountwood 25 years ago, we were climbing around, and I tumbled down the side of the hill. And then, like, I started just literally going head over feet, and I could just see the rock coming closer, closer, closer. And I smacked my head off of it, the back of my head, and bled real bad. And it was fun.
So that's what happened to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That explains so much.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Well, all right. So, yeah, I think drowning, fire, and then falling from a great distance. Chainsaw's top five, though, for sure.
That doesn't sound. It's so loud too.
It is so loud.
Like I'm trying to relax.
Yeah, and you're just.
No thanks.
That's the worst part about every haunted house.
Yeah,
because they have that one fucking room or that one stretch of whatever where you can just hear that fucking chainsaw. And you're like, I know you're not actually going to do anything to me, so all you're doing is annoying me right
now.
Yeah,
and they're like, it's a real chainsaw. They just took the blade off of it.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I hate haunted house. I would rather just walk around a scary-ass place.
Me too.
And just let, like, the vibe scare me.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking jump out. Don't have a mask on.
I would love. I found a article on, like, the top 10 most haunted places in Ohio or whatever. And I would love it if we could do, like, a YouTube series.
I would love just that, went, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much I believe in that, and I believe it enough to be creeped out by it, but not so much where like I wouldn't just walk around exploring places.
I've been watching a lot of, what do they call them, urban explorers or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Go to, like, abandoned places, like, whatever that is. And some of the fucking shit people encounter, like, where, because, like, my fear is always more so that there's a human there.
Yeah.
Not a ghost or anything like that. Like,
or
whatever.
An animal.
Or an animal that could, like, yeah, but, like... The amount of times that, like, people be exploring these places, and then they'll go into one room, and there'll suddenly be somebody standing there.
Yeah.
Or, like, crouch down or whatever, and it's just like, yeah, nope.
All right, well, you're here, so I guess I'll take off.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to explore Moundsville.
Oh, did you?
And that was me. Mike won a trip for, it was right before Halloween. We took a bus up, like, one of the radio stations gave away all these tickets. We all took a bus to Moundsville, and we had to do the haunted house first, which I hated.
Yeah.
But then after that, like, we got a tour from an actual former prison guard. And then after that, they were like, all right, we have a scavenger hunt for everybody. And I raised my hand. I was like, can we not do a scavenger hunt? And the whole prison was open, unlocked.
Yeah.
We could go anywhere we wanted. And it was just me and Mike walking
That's
around.
Awesome.
And every now and then you would run into someone else exploring it. And that would be scary as fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And someone scared us, and then I did to somebody else, too. Like, we were, like, two floors up, you know? And we saw someone walking. And I was like, rah! They're like, God damn you! And they shook their fists at me, and we laughed and ran off.
Well, I think I've told this story before, but there used to be a place here in town called DeSales Heights. And it was an old... I think it was, like, a... I want to say it was, like, a senior citizen... living center, but I don't know if that's true. It was some sort of, like...
I think I went in there.
Okay.
We snuck in there, too, and, like, I was the first one in, last one out.
So,
it was, like, a nunnery or something. There was, like, all these rumors of, like, the dead babies of nuns that, you know, that were, you know, they were... had babies they weren't supposed to, and they buried them in the garden. I mean, it was definitely a creepy place, but that, like you said, that when we went in there, I was more afraid of, like, because everything was broken, graffiti everywhere, so I thought, like, we're going to run into a homeless person or something.
So
that was the scariest part.
Me and a friend of mine and then two girls that we were trying to impress all decided we were going to go and explore the Sales Heights.
Uh-huh.
And so we get there, we, you know, pull up. And then as soon as we pull up, all three of them decide, nope, not doing it. And I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
And I went in and got, I didn't get too far in. And I hadn't even considered humans.
Yeah.
Like, I was just so amped about, like, oh, like, this is a old abandoned place and whatever. So, like, you know, I never even, but I walked through, like, I got a little bit into it. I didn't get very far, but, like, all of a sudden I hear something and I'm like, ooh, like, you know, whatever. And then, like, I kind of look over and, like, across the room in, like, a corner, I see movement.
Ooh.
And, like, I'm like, it still took me a second because I'm like, what? And then a guy stands up And it was just some dude living there, like, you know, whatever. And I just, like, bolted out.
He's ready to fight for the space.
Yeah.
He's like, not again.
I done killed seven of you today.
Yeah, we went in there a couple times. One time on mine, stuff, and that was probably the craziest time. And that was probably the shortest time we were in there, too. And this is years ago. It's been torn down for probably 20 years.
It's definitely
least.
Been probably 20 years. Yeah.
But yeah, that's let's look into stuff like that. I'd go.
I bet it has been 20 years because I would have been 20 or 21.
Yeah. Dumb enough to do it. Young and dumb enough to do it.
I mean, yeah, I'd still definitely do that now.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit more prepared for
maybe
the
not,
human element.
Yeah.
But we did go into, there's a place that was burnt down like 10 years ago or so, but it was right up the street, right up the road from us right now. And it was like just this old abandoned house, and we went in there one time to like middle of the night. We went in, and I had my camera with me, and I remember we went down into the basement, and I stopped at the bottom of the steps and looked back up, and I was just holding the camera like on the door, and nothing like showed up or whatever, but just that like that view of like the old stairs leading up, and then that open,
and you have no idea what's on either side of the door, what could come down,
and something
stairs.
Could just suddenly step in front or shut the door or whatever. But like I remember going through it.
That's what I love about that shit.
It's
though.
Awesome.
It's just,
it's
just
so
that
cool.
feeling you get where like you feel alive.
Yeah, we wanted to go back, and then it ended up burning down because people. There was a bunch of people that went in it, and we found all kinds
you
of.
You can't
like,
have anything nice.
No, we found all kinds of like empty liquor bottles in there and like condoms and all kinds of. Which I'm like, who goes and has like fucks at a. Abandoned
kids
house.
That live at home. Don't have, I mean,
you have cars, or you have like, you got. There's dumpsters you can go behind. Like, there's anything better than an abandoned house.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
I behind a dumpster, that's way better. Than
I think
house.
It is. I
With
think it's
floor?
Better than. But yeah, but a floor covered in what?
Yeah.
And then your bare ass on that floor. If you're doing it right.
Maybe take a blanket and some candles. Oh, maybe a picnic basket.
You can't be that romantic in an abandoned house. Yeah. You can take that same stuff behind a dumpster.
Yeah, sure. All I'm saying. And then just start all in the dumpster when you're done.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, we should definitely try to. I think that would be a fun series.
And I think you can still do Moundsville, but like it's like groups and stuff. You have to get a group of people, and you can do like the overnight stays.
The only time I've ever went to Moundsville, I stood in line. I had been in line for 3 hours. We weren't even close yet. To the entrance, and it started pissing the rain down, thundering and lightning, and we still stood in the line for probably another 20-30 minutes, and then finally, like, we hadn't really made it, like, we
turned around, drive 3 hours back.
So we're like, all right, fuck it. Yeah. So I've never actually been in there, but
that'd be a fun thing to do. If we can get enough people to go and do an overnight stay where they just kind of give you the free rein.
Yeah, that's what I'd want to do. I wouldn't want to do like a guided tour or anything.
I mean, the tour was cool just because you'd be like, here's where an inmate was stabbed by four other inmates and they cut him into ribbons.
It would be cool to do that first.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, and then
we had the haunted house and we had the tour, and then they just let us go off on our
That'd be
own.
Cool. And then film,
We were like in Charlie Manson's old cell and stuff, and it was pretty cool.
Nice. Neato Kino.
All right, you ready for our final story?
Oh, am I Googling?
You're going to Google Florida woman Sarah Boone. Sarah with an H.
Florida woman Sarah Boone. B-O-O-N-E?
Yep.
Sarah Boone, January trial date canceled for Florida. Florida woman accused in suitcase murder gets new lawyer. Anything in particular I should click on here?
Just any story that you can read. Or I can just tell you about it now.
That you can read.
Well, I mean, I know there's some that are videos, and you can't read videos.
Oh, okay.
Is what I mean.
Let's go with the Fox 35 Orlando story.
They're on our side.
Sarah Boone. January trial date canceled for Florida woman accused of murder after boyfriend dies in suitcase. Fucking libs canceling everything these days. is this the lady... I've seen that chapter of videos on this before. The trial for... Is this where she filmed her...
Yep.
This is so fucked up.
Somehow she gets her boyfriend into a suitcase, zips it up.
She says they were playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, I've seen... Like,
and she's drunk.
Yeah, or at least drunk.
She's
probably
drunk.
More.
She keeps talking about how they had some wine.
Yeah. The guy's in there on the... Then she, like you said, she recorded on her phone.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to get away with something like that if you don't record yourself. And she's recording herself, and like you can see the suitcase wiggle, and the guy just like, Sarah.
Sarah, let me
Sarah. Out. And at one point, she goes, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
She's awful.
And she says other things. You can't even understand what she said. But, I mean, she's like, She's like, I can't breathe. And she's like the time you choked me? So, I mean, I think there's some domestic violence there, supposedly.
I mean, I think, but there's definitely other ways to deal with that.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's easy for us to say, too. It is. Like, you know, but it is a scary situation. But, yeah, it's just such a... but her husband lived, like, because I've seen, like, the body cam with the police when they show up. Because she's like, I went and got my ex-husband. And, like, yeah. She says she fell, like... How do you think she tricked him in there?
She said that, yeah, so I remember this. Yeah, there's a really
good... If you were to trick me into getting into a suitcase, how would you do it? Candy?
Well, you don't like candy. I got to rethink. I'd put a VHS tape in there
that
you don't have, that you really want. And then, yeah, I think that'll get you in there.
I would just be like, I bet you can't fit in there. I bet you can't.
Well, I mean, I can.
Like, she probably got in there first.
Like, yeah, I definitely can't.
Like, maybe she, like, he went to the bathroom and she, like, got in it with it unzipped and scared him and was like,
I don't know. So I remember her story was that they were having a really good day.
They were doing a puzzle, she said.
They were
said.
Doing a puzzle, having a little bit of wine, listening to music, just having a really good night.
Yeah.
And then they thought it'd be funny to play hide and seek. And he got in, which. That's not hide. That's not like if you can see where he is. That's not hide and seek. But they played hide and seek, and then she said that at one point she went upstairs
and fell asleep.
Yeah. But then they found her.
He's only in there for 11 hours.
The video
too.
Is on the phone.
Like it can't. It's not airtight. I mean, it's probably hard to breathe. And like I saw some experts talking. They says the way his body was.
Yeah.
It like constricts everything. And
because I think there's one point in the video.
I feel like I would.
I'd freak
just bust
out.
The fuck out of there.
Yeah,
I would
think
like to
I
think
would
I
be
could.
Able to rip that goddamn thing apart.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you would just like start to like try to like. Yeah, just try to flex and like move. But yeah, I remember. So in the. Yeah, you can find the video. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, just to know that guy dies in that suitcase.
But I think in the video at one point, you can see, like, where the zipper is.
Yeah.
You can, like, he almost is able to, like, get a finger to where he can start. But then, like, you see, like, something kind of, like, come up through. But then, like, I don't think he had enough, like, room to move. Or by that time, he was probably so weak that I don't think he could do anything. But it says in the video, she's heard laughing as Torres, Jorge Torres Jr., screams in terror from inside the suitcase.
And she's
pleading,
like, maybe you shouldn't have cheated on me.
And she says, for everything you've done to me, fuck you, stupid.
Everything you've done to me.
That's on you. Oh, that's what I feel like when you cheat on me.
Yeah.
And yeah, then she's sitting there like, that's what I feel like when you're choking me.
This is why I always pack in trash bags.
Yeah, it's a good
call. I don't have any suitcases.
Yeah, but if somebody convinces you to get in a trash bag.
Oh, I'm ripping through that.
You'll suffocate quick.
Oh, I'm ripping through that.
I've watched movies.
Bag.
You apparently can't.
And I can't believe that they canceled the court, because to me it seems like an open and shut case.
It's airtight, I think.
Ah! Airtight! We're a good combo, you and me.
Yeah.
But that's fucked up.
And then, like, so did you watch the body cam? So when the cops first show up and she starts to explain it, she's like, we were playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you're a 40-year-old lady. What are you doing right now?
Like, we did puzzles and hide and seek. We definitely weren't doing drugs.
And then she keeps wanting to go get her water.
Yeah.
Because she's like, excuse me, can I just need a drink. And they're like, we'll get you a drink. I can see it. It's my Dr. Pepper. Can I just get my drink? She keeps wanting. They're like, we can.
And like, the floor is so dirty in the video, too. I hate to be, because my house isn't sparkling clean by any means, but.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend, if anybody wants to learn more about that, we'll make that a part of, like, a episode where we do, like, 3 or 4 stories.
Yeah.
Get more into it, but I also would recommend.
Wait for some results for if they do go to court or something.
I would recommend finding the, that chapter video.
It's hard to watch. It really
is.
Just because you know, I mean, it's nothing like Faces of Death where you're actually seeing someone, you know, but it's just knowing that guy, and just,
at one point she
sounds
moves,
so defeated in there.
At one point she moves the bag.
It's like flipped over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think.
So I didn't know, when I saw it, I was like, I didn't know if she did that or if he's.
When he was moving?
Yeah, moving around, just trying,
The interrogate.
I think that goes in my top 5, getting zipped up into a suitcase for death.
Well, that's like the story of, I think we talked about it in one of the episodes where we covered multiple stories, but there was the one where the guy was found in the, like, in the, not a suitcase, but like a backpack type thing in the tub. And did we talk about that one?
I don't know.
In the hotel room? But like,
man, there's some stories. Kyla will be like, remember you guys did an episode on it? I'm like, I don't remember at all.
Yeah.
Like, she's great. She remembers like, it's all of them.
There's some stuff I'll see on like a video online of something, and I'll be like, where have I heard that before?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we talked about it. So,
I'll do that sometimes too. I'm like, oh, I think we did talk about that.
Yeah. But there's the guy that he was in a hotel room, and they found him in a duffel bag. But then like they found there was all kinds of women's clothes in his hotel. Like he'd been buying women's clothing or something.
Huh.
And people said that it was suspected that he was a cross dresser. But like there was the room was locked.
Yeah.
That
does sound familiar.
But there was nobody in or out. It didn't seem like there was nothing on camera showing anybody coming in and out.
Yeah.
But then like they had experts where they tried to reenact like how you could put yourself in a bag like the way he was, and it was just like you can't do it. Like, so somebody had to, like, you think somebody would have had to put him in there?
And then how would they get out though?
But then how? Yeah. So I mean, probably the eclipse, man.
Probably, yeah. Blame it all in the eclipse.
So yeah, we've got our fire, water, chainsaws, falling from a great height, and now being locked in a suitcase.
Yeah.
Those are our top five.
Those are our top five. Those, you're going to kill us.
Pretty good list.
Don't be a dick about it. Yeah. Bad enough you're killing us. Like, what are some fun ways to die then? How would you...
Funsies.
Funsies.
What are some funsies? I mean, my thing has always been, and I hope I will fulfill this, my destiny, is to die fighting a grizzly bear.
Oh, okay.
I think that's my ultimate way to go. I just think that sounds badass. I don't know if there's fun ways to die.
I just want to go to sleep.
Now, there is... So, Doug Stanhope. I was actually just talking about this earlier today. Doug Stanhope, a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He, in his book, talks about... And he's talked about it on the podcasts and stuff, too. So, his mom had cancer, I believe. And she basically was just like, I'm not dying in a fucking hospital bed. And I'm not... like going to an assisted, like I'm not doing any of that shit.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm gonna go on my own terms. So Doug, his girlfriend Bingo, and
B-I-N-G-O,
and then his mom. So
N-G-O.
Doug brings over like mushrooms and like some like booze.
Nice.
And all the stuff, you know. And they all just did mushrooms together, drank, and then like every so often, I think it was either morphine or like sleeping pills or something like that. But just ever so often, his mom would take another one.
Yeah.
And like just throughout the night, and like he even had like a nurse involved to like check.
Wow.
But like just throughout the night, they all got high as shit, tripped, and then she just sort of slipped away.
Wow.
And I was just like, yeah, that's I want to do that.
Sounds ideal.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to
go.
With
like a loved one, couple of loved
ones.
Yeah,
why is that not like a way that you can just like.
Because they don't make money off of that, Josh.
Oh, yeah, money.
Yeah,
money,
people got to get... Everything's a fucking business.
Money. Yeah, but, like, that should be, like, if I put in my will, that's what I want to do. Like, that should be, like, a pre-death thing. Like, you can have a pre-death will. Like, here's how I want to die.
If you will.
I would put in there, I want to fight a grizzly bear. While on mushrooms. During the round, between rounds, I'm taking another Ambien.
Instead of water, they're just giving you pills.
They've got the pills.
I see three grizzly bears. I go for the one in the middle.
They've got the pills crushed up and mixed into the water.
Okay,
and then they're just like squirting the water into my mouth between rounds. And I'm just like, all right, grizzly bear. Last round.
It's just me in a bear suit. You don't even know.
You left.
I'm crying.
You left 4 hours ago because you got bored.
No, I was just
We haven't
sad.
Actually done anything. Like, I've actually just been sitting in the corner the whole time like, fuck you, grizzly bear.
I need a bear. I'm grizzly bear.
I think there's something kind of beautiful to be said for, like, the people that... And I know I think the documentary that what they called me... What's the one that just came out on HBO? Or on Max, sorry. They called me... The guy that, like, he was just out...
Oh, in the tent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called me mostly harmless.
Yeah, mostly harmless.
But, like, didn't he just sort of, like, wander somewhere and just die?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's kind of a beautiful way.
Like an animal, just wandering off sort by of himself.
Yeah, I feel like just kind of wandering off. If I knew I had a week to live.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, a set amount of time, I think I would want to plan it to where, like, my last day was just, like, I would pick, like, a national forest or something like that. And I would just start walking.
Yeah.
Until I was no longer.
Until you found a grizzly bear.
Until I found a grizzly bear. And I'd be like, grizzly bear, you don't
actually
even know.
Grizzly bears aren't in national forests. Oh, those are brown bears.
Those are brown bears?
Or maybe black bears. Actually.
Look, I'll fight any bear.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Except for polar bear, because they are very vicious.
How about panda bear? Are pandas bears? Panda bear? Panda?
They're supposedly. I think there's apparently there's a whole new theory out there that pandas aren't real.
I've seen them in the zoo.
Yeah.
They sleep a lot.
But the video I saw where they were talking about if pandas are real or not, like they looked it up. Jamie, pull that up. but they looked it up. And the video they were watching, I was like, oh, yeah, that looks like four guys in a polar bear. Or in a, what are we talking about? Panda bear.
Yeah.
Panda bear costumes just sitting at a table. Like, it was in a zoo. There's four pandas sitting around this table.
That's koala bears, I think, that sleep like 20 hours a day.
Yeah, koalas sleep a lot.
Yeah, pandas may be fake.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if anything's real, to be honest with you.
That'll be our next episode.
Is this real? And then we'll just talk about our things. Well, we debunked Ohio being a real thing.
Yeah, we did.
So.
Nice try, Ohio.
Yeah, nice try. I don't trust you. You give Joel tickets and arrest him for things.
Oh, come on now. Too soon.
Too soon.
We did the whole episode about it, but too soon.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so. Well, I think we've covered a lot of.
It was a good talk.
A lot of funsies here. What would you do if you had 48 hours to live?
48 hours to live.
And you like it was like a definite. You have 48 hours.
I think I would just like want to just like what Doug Stanhope did with this. Maybe not with all the drugs. I want Lily to be there. But
right.
Just like hang out with the people that I care about most.
Well, if she's old enough, it could
and be just really try to guilt him into like you know just make him feel guilty after I'm gone.
Just the whole time you're laying there, you just never appreciated me.
You'll never be able to find anybody like me ever again.
I mean, you know, now you're thinking right now, like I wish I would have appreciated Dad more.
Yeah. Yep.
Too late.
That's it.
Too late.
That's it.
And then beep. Yeah, but. Like, would you do anything, like, I wouldn't want to, so, like, of course I wouldn't want to, like, hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the time where you're like, could I rob a bank?
Yeah, like, okay, yeah.
Or, like, a train?
Yeah.
Could I pull off, like, a modern-day train heist?
What would you get on a train,
though? I don't know. I'm dying in a couple of days. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll steal, like, a fire extinguisher off of it or something.
Oh.
I just think it'd be fun if you knew, like, I have this amount of time.
Yeah,
like,
so if you get arrested, like, you're like, all right, you got me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done.
All right, you're gonna have to deal with me shit in my pants in a couple days. That's the Deadpool.
Yep.
I don't know because
it's not solid.
I don't know if we were talking about that before.
No, before we recorded, but I like how you got it in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a fun. That would be fun. You're sitting in the back of the cop car. If you guys don't give me the police station in the next hour, I will shit myself as I die. So just so you know, this is on you. Whatever happens,
it's gonna be on you.
It's on you.
All over you.
So, yeah, check out, you got anything else?
Nope.
Okay, so go check out the First City Podcast.
The Blank Show.
The Blank Show, and the first episode of The Blank Show is all about pro wrestling. Myself, the Joel and Cole Express showed up. Wreaked havoc. Joel's tattoos wreaked havoc on the green screen.
Yeah, I had to take my bandana off.
Because it looked like he had a Swiss cheese head.
Yeah.
So. Check that out. You can also check out, I was on the WrestleRoni podcast and the Versace Sonar podcast talking about my comeback to wrestling, my maybe one and done. You can check out those. The WrestleRoni interview I thought was really good. We talked about an hour and a half about wrestling. And just all things.
I was on podcasts too, but they're from other countries, so you can't listen to them.
Oh, yeah? What countries?
No, I wasn't. I just wanted to be cool like you.
You could get yourself on some podcasts.
But all these podcasts are leading up to one thing.
What's that?
Saturday, April 27th, 6 o'clock, Real Shoot Wrestling, Parkersburg, West Virginia, Elks Club, Cole Cass, the Cosmic Cowboy, against Killer Logan Taylor.
Or we're going to fight Elks. I'm not real sure.
Yeah,
the poster
way.
Has big Elks.
Either way, there's music afterwards.
Yeah.
You come out.
Triceratops will be performing. Give me a good time. Yeah. I think it's $10 at the door, and that gets you into both the wrestling show. The wrestling show's outside.
Yeah.
And then I think the bands will probably be inside, maybe. I don't know.
Because the roof couldn't contain you guys.
No.
You were going to blow the roof off.
We
got to put it outside.
Blow the roof off that place. And it's not very
big. I'm really excited to watch some wrestling and see some old friends and watch you and Logan just beat the shit out of each other.
I'm going to go this weekend, April 20th. Real Shoot Wrestling is in Clarksburg at the fire department. But I'm going to go up there, hang out with some people and then take a few bumps. See how that goes.
And then maybe get in the wrestling ring and bounce around.
I think the few bumps beforehand would help a lot. But yeah, go check out that out. Check out, our social medias, Facebook, Instagram we have still.
Yeah.
No longer Twitter.
X.
I took that over.
Yeah,
nobody cared.
No.
Tell
a friend. That's the biggest thing.
Tell friends.
Yeah, tell people to listen.
But also, thank you to Batlair Studio for hosting us on the First City podcast. Great little studio. Definitely made me a bit jealous.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to kind of step our game up a little bit.
Sure.
Do some more video stuff.
Yeah.
Start doing more video podcasts.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. We'll tell you guys, you're going to want to start paying attention because we did unearth some footage.
Yep.
Of just a character that I don't even know how to begin to describe. Not going to spoil anything. Not
delusional,
anything
I think.
At best. I mean, at best. Delusional at best. We'll start posting that soon.
That's a good band name. Delusional at
best. Delusional at best. I like that. Yeah.
Kind of like that. Isn't there a Cassius at best or something? Isn't that a band? Okay.
You want to start a band, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, shit.
What do you play?
I rap, man. You've seen me.
Okay, so
you see me, son.
You'll,
I sing and
you'll
I rap.
I have no musical talent,
but you have guitars and banjos,
And I can definitely make noise
it.
With
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can Millie. We can Millie Vanilli this thing.
We are delusional at best.
You
so
want to be Millie or Vanilli?
It doesn't need to be good.
Yeah, which one do you want to be?
I'll be Manilli.
Okay.
Millie
Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli. I'll be Millie.
Yeah, I'll be Vanilli.
Okay, cool.
That sounds fun.
Awesome.
I'm pretty white.
All right, yeah.
So that makes sense.
I don't see color, but if you say so.
Well, I'm hard to see. I'm almost translucent, right? So I'm not white. And I have a white shirt on, so that doesn't help. But, so keep an eye out for all that. We're also going to try to make it to the Mothman Festival this year, do some videos for that. Some stuff coming up, so keep following us. Tell your friends.
Tell us, leave some comments. How do you want to die? And how do you not want to die?
Yeah. What do you think would be a fun way to die? And then what is just no way in hell do I want to die this
some
way?
Some fun topics.
Yeah. We are always, I thought of this the other day. If you, for our YouTube videos, and I'll post about this on our Facebook, but there's all kinds of shows out there. Like Tosh kind of started it, but The Soup was on with Joel McHale. There's all kinds of videos, ridiculousness, where they show YouTube clips and stuff, and then, they make jokes. We want your videos. Like, we don't want to see you jerking it or anything like that, but, we want to see, you just make a video.
Yeah.
Send it to us, and I think it'd be fun to do a YouTube episodes where we just sort of show the video, and then we react to it. But it'll be your videos.
Yeah.
And, if you got a talent, show us talent. We'll be like, oh, fuck, that person's talented.
JPEG us.
If it's ridiculous and stupid, we'll make fun of it. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
JPEG us.
Isn't that how videos are sent in JPEGs?
sometimes.
That sounded a little off, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
JPEG me, daddy.
I haven't heard JPEG it in, 20 years, so I was a little thrown off.
Look, I'm not the technical guy here.
But, I thought that would be a fun little series to do, and it would get some – but we need your help with that, so – if you have anything to send us, you can send it to our Gmail email account, which is middleagemediocre I don't think there's an and.
Again, I don't know.
Why don't you know anything?
I don't email us.
Why not? Is that not you?
I just text you.
It's middleagedmediocre@gmail.com.
Okay.
But yes, shoot us over videos, stories. If you've ever had like a paranormal encounter, a near-death experience, you know of any good true crime stuff in your area that you want us to talk about, just hit us up on our email, middleagedmediocre@gmail.com. So help us help you. If you want advice, we love giving advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unsolicited half the time is when we give our advice. But I feel like that's still advice.
Or unwanted, too, sometimes.
A lot of times, yeah. Really. Mostly always.
Which is what unsolicited
100%
means.
Of the time, really, I would say. But, yeah, if you got nothing else, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode.
I guess I had a little bit when I came, but, yeah, I have nothing else.
So I'll let you take your cool gold dagger home with you.
Thank you.
That you didn't stab me with, so that's good.
Not yet.
Not yet. There's still time.
Yep.
But, yeah, okay. Well, thanks for listening. Go do all the things we just told you to do. If not, you're going to have problems.
Yep. Because
we know a guy who's a little unstable. His name's Chad. And I've seen him do some things, especially long hairs.
Yep.
So, till next time, thank you guys. Love you.
Bye. Let's be friends. Bye.